So I'm Sherry, and I have no relationships to disclose. So I'll be providing for you an overview of phase two of the HEART project, which is a cardiovascular disease prevention and control intervention happening in El Paso, Texas. It's an NIH-funded project, and just really quick, I wanted to acknowledge a couple of the research team members who are here, Dr. Hector Balcazar and Dr. Lee Rosenthal. Notably, the HEART project is culturally tailored to target the Hispanic population and also utilizes the community health worker model to affect change and CVD risk factors. So I'll provide a brief overview of phase one and then move straight into phase two, which is the focus of today's presentation. Phase one was a CBPR project that the HEART research team successfully launched a community trial to test the Promotora model using the Su Corazón Su Vida modules that were developed by NHLBI in the early 90s. The intervention consisted of a four-month trial of a community health worker intervention, and the control group consisted of strictly a literature review of heart health information. Some of the interesting results of the project included improved nutrition behaviors, increased awareness of CVD risk factors, and then regarding clinical measures, at follow-up, there was a decrease in weight, blood cholesterol and blood pressure. A key component of phase one was the development of a community health advisory council that provided an opportunity for the HEART research team to dialogue with the community and with organizational leaders from the community to address the most effective methods for reducing CVD in El Paso. So throughout phase one, two messages were recurringly heard from the community. One was that there was an express need for an increase of organizational partnerships to address risk factors for heart disease in El Paso, and that two environmental changes needed to occur to facilitate heart-healthier lifestyles amongst El Paso residents. So what we did was partner up with the YWCA in El Paso and also the Department of Parks and Recreation. We also introduced a physical activity component to be included in phase two that would provide participants with opportunities for physical activity, such as exercise classes. So specific aims of HEART phase two, one, to foster the sustained integration of the Promotora model into organizations and in the public sector of El Paso. Second, to conduct a Promotoras-based intervention in the lower valley of El Paso to address not only lifestyle behavioral modification, but environmental factors that contribute to heart disease. And then finally, to define and promote a policy agenda that integrates Promotoras de Salud into private and public organizations with, of course, a plan to disseminate our findings. And so just to give you an idea of our target community, I included a few measures from a randomized community phone survey that we conducted during year one of phase two, which was last year. From a sample of 444 respondents, 36% of them reported having no health insurance, 27% reported not having had a checkup with a doctor in the past year, 17% self-reported having been told that they have diabetes sometime in the past. Of those, 68% currently exercising, 63% regularly checking their blood sugar, 26% hypertensive, 22% hyperlipidemia, 57% said they were exercising 30 minutes three times a week, almost 15% binge drinking, 9% smoking, and then interestingly, 20% saying that they have heard of a CHW, and of those, 5% saying that their household had actually been contacted by a CHW sometime in the past. So in conceptualizing our plan for phase two, we of course took from the constructs of social cognitive theory that emphasizes an individual's personal characteristics like their awareness and knowledge of CVD, their confidence in their ability to implement recommended changes in their lifestyle, their beliefs, interacting with their environment, like the resources that are available to them in their community, their peers, their families, and then all interacting in a reciprocal way with their heart healthy behavior. So in the case of the Heart Project, you know, we look at dietary behavior and physical activity. So therefore, it was determined that we needed to not only address lifestyle behavioral modification, but our intervention needed to include an environmental enhancement or restructuring component. And then also taking from the social ecological model, we developed a conceptual framework that guides phase two of the project. So we identified key change agents at each of the various levels of the individual's environment. So at the interpersonal level, the heart promotoras providing social support, things like modeling and reinforcement, their family, their friends, their social networks. At the organizational level, those agents included representatives from the YWCA, the Parks and Rec, the Community Health Council, UT El Paso, UT School of Public Health, our collaborating institutions, Centro San Vicente, a federally qualified community health clinic in our risk community, and then El Paso Community College that has been fundamental since phase one in the project as well. At the community level, key change agents were community members themselves and community leaders, some of whom were identified from neighborhood improvement associations who expressed a great deal of interest in contributing to the project. And then, of course, at the policy level, policymakers. So the plan for phase two would be to use community health workers to address influences on cardiovascular disease risk factors in four key arenas, including the individual influences on a person's nutrition and fitness, as well as environmental influences on their nutrition and physical activity. So we hired three community health workers who were experienced, who were from our risk community, and we trained them to conduct the following activities: recruitment, enrollment, data collection, and then also to conduct the Sucuritas Suviva modules from phase one that we would be reintroducing into phase two, heart-healthy shopping grocery store tours at a local Walmart, heart-healthy cooking demonstrations, charlas or coffee talks that provided social support for participants to come and meet with their peers, identify barriers, do some problem solving, and also some goal setting. We also asked them to be prepared to provide similar modules of the Sucuritas en su Vida sessions for children of participants, mostly high school aged. They were also asked to provide walking groups, so we trained them to conduct proper warm-ups, cool-downs, and effective methods for leading walking groups that focus on the buddy system and building social support. And then finally, El Paso Community College provided them with a three-credit course that taught them the core skills of a community health worker. So the actual intervention, the development of the final set of activities that would be provided for an individual participant in the Heart Project, we entitled it Mi Corazón, Mi Comunidad, My Heart, My Community, which we often call MICMIC. So it could be broken down, the development, into four different steps. First, we started with an inventory of the programs that were offered by our new community partners, the YWCA and El Paso Parks and Recreation. And we included in that inventory utilization of their facilities and programs, as well as their membership fees, their human and physical resources. And we did that via tours and dialogue with their administrators, staff, and patrons in regard to their opinion about the facilities and programs offered. And that was conducted at the YWCA Paso del Norte branch in our risk community, five parks and rec centers, four city parks, and six elementary schools that housed YWCA Parks and Rec after-school programs. An inventory was formulated, recommendations were made, and also limitations were identified and discussed with the heart research team and also shown to the CHOC for feedback. Step two included the formulation of a curriculum that was comprised of several components. First, we started with incorporating some best practice methods from the Task Force on Community Preventive Services that included the recommendation that diabetes self-management education be included in gathering places for adults with type 2 diabetes. Next, that we use highly visible community-wide spaces for campaigns having to do with physical activity. So getting people out in the community, in the parks, and exercising. Third, setting up walking groups to provide social support and fellowship. Four, interventions that are individually tailored to participants' preferences and their own physical ability. And then finally, providing access to nearby facilities, showing them what's available to them, and then hoping to increase their utilization of those facilities and programs available. So next, we selected the relevant partner programs and locations that we would include in phase two, and that was based mostly on the availability of those programs and locations. So we chose parks and facilities that were receiving low to moderate use, like the YWCA that was at risk of closing their doors. Identification of interested staff at these locations that would be interested in participating in the HEART project. The applicability to the intervention, we selected programs that were relevant to the targeted domains of individual and environment, nutrition, and physical fitness. Accessibility to the participants, we looked at the program costs, the geographic location, and safety, which is basically just choosing well-lit parks versus those that were not well-lit. And then we added some supplemental activities that would be led specifically by our promotoras, and those include, as I already mentioned, the charlas, the cooking demos, the grocery store tours, and then also Latin dance aerobics in the parks, which is one of our very popular activities, family soccer games, family swim time, walking groups in city parks, which once again emphasize the buddy system. Next, we developed a set of minimum expectations for each participant that would include 28 activity sessions within a four-month period. We also developed a participant heart health passport. It's basically a booklet that we give them for them to track their own progress through the program. It also includes baseline and normal measures of certain clinical measures, waist circumference, BMI, etc. And it also provides a space for them to record some of their goals, so do some goal setting. Then we engaged the CHOC in a discussion of the key concepts of the social ecological theory and then presented the final draft of MCMIC for their feedback. And we got very positive responses. So here's just an illustration of the final draft of MCMIC. Based on the four domains that I discussed, lifestyle nutrition, education, environment nutrition, and environment exercise, segmented into the programs offered for the adult participants, those offered for their children, and those that were available community-wide. So community members could walk up at any time, for example, at the dance aerobics in the parks or the family soccer tournaments and participate, possibly enroll in the project. This is an illustration of the minimum expectations for an enrolled participant per four-month intervention. As I mentioned, the minimum expectation, it's not required, but it is recommended that they participate in at least 28 sessions of MCMIC activities. So four sessions of Sucoros on Su Vida modules, four sessions of those supplemental nutrition activities like the cooking demonstrations or the grocery store tours, 16 sessions of exercise physical fitness activity like the walking groups or exercise classes at the YWCA where they offer land aerobics and water aerobics. And then four free choice sessions of any of the above. It's up to them. And then finally, step four, we determined how we were going to evaluate the intervention efforts. We came up with a pre- and post-intervention participant survey questionnaire of approximately 290 questions, a very long questionnaire that we would implement at baseline 4 months right after the intervention and then 6 months later. We determined we wanted to conduct focus groups and get some reflection notes from our promotoras during the pilot and during the cohort interventions and after each of them. We also developed a HEART participant self-assessment instrument for the Community Health Council that would be implemented yearly to get their feedback. Also, we wanted to get notes from the YWCA and the Department of Parks and Recreation regarding their experience with the project and their perception of the integration of promotoras into their organizations. A community telephone survey at baseline in 3 years, and then a HEART participant sign-up sheet was developed to identify community leaders who are graduating from the project and who may be interested in starting walking groups or dance sessions in their community. So finally, we piloted it. The pilot was a 6-week intervention. We implemented the pre-post questionnaire and practiced the clinical measures. We conducted focus groups after the pilot, as well as an exit survey. And we also met with the promotoras and implemented a questionnaire to get their feedback regarding MCMIC. So the sample of 18 participants in the pilot, we got very positive results. We received high participant satisfaction, all of the participants actually reporting that they would recommend the program to their family and friends. We also determined the number of promotoras needed per activity, which will be beneficial to us for future cost-effectiveness analyses of the promotora model. Some of the negatives that we identified were there was a child care issue for several of the participants. Being low SES status, didn't have child care available to them, and we identified that as an issue, as a distraction for a lot of participants in several of the activity sessions, particularly the instructor-based promotora-led Sucuras en su Vida modules, and enforced new regulations that the children not be allowed to attend. Some data collection software malfunctions were identified and corrected. The questionnaire was repeatedly reported as being too long, consisting of about 2 hours of a survey. And then the scheduling activities process with our new community partners turned out to be pretty lengthy. So next steps of the project, we've just completed our first cohort. We had 120 enroll, and we're still working on the follow-up assessments. We want to continue for another 3 years, enrolling between 600 and 700 participants total in waves of 75 to 100 participants in each cohort. Again, the intervention lasting 4 months. And then also, we want to work at the organizational, community, and policy levels to advocate for policy changes in, one, the sustainability of the CHW model at the YWCA and Parks and Recreation. We're hoping that that's sustained for years to come. Also working in the development of the CHW workforce in El Paso and in Texas. And then working on community environment changes for lifestyle enhancement within specifically the Parks and Recreation Department, grocery stores, and then community restaurants. And that completes my presentation.